It's time for T-Tech, your daily dose of gadgets and games.
Hello, Nation CFM here. Hello, it's TP here. So the first ranking list that I found on internet is the friendliest countries in Asia. And for Malaysia, we are ranked number 2 for friendliest country in Asia and the 15th friendliest in the whole wide world. Our citizens have been known greatly for their great hospitality and services, as well as our very harmonious and friendliest smile. You can't deny that. Now, for the Asia ranking that I said earlier that we are number 2, other neighboring countries that made onto the top 5 are United Arab Emirates, which is top 1, followed by Vietnam, the Philippines, and Singapore. So note that next time when people ask you, what are you so proud about Malaysia? Don't just say about the food and the culture and the race. That is something that we have been, you know, saying for quite some time now. You can now put in, we are actually the friendliest country in Asia and in the world. TFM.
Wow, what's that? It's T-Tech.
안녕하세요, Nation CFM here. Hello, hello, it's me, T-P. Now, another prestigious ranking that Malaysians should be proud of is the best place in the world for retirement. For this ranking, Malaysia earned the 8th spot on the International Living's esteemed Annual Global Retirement Index for 2024. Being the prime retirement destinations in the world, Malaysia has been commended for its harmonious blend of affordability, which means our stuff are affordable, cultural richness, because we have so much diversity, community and races here, and breathtaking natural landscape. I mean, we've got the beaches, we've got the forests, we've got not just the city, but also the urban part as well, earning the title of a Southeast Asian gem. Other countries that best in Malaysia are Costa Rica, Portugal, Mexico, Panama, Ecuador, and Greece. Now, when we talk about Greece, it's a place that is actually on my bucket list. So, if I'm thinking of retiring, I wouldn't say I would go to Greece because, you know, Malaysia is still home to me, but maybe I would want to live in Greece for sometime lah, TFM.
Sip on some fresh tech insights and updates on T-Tech.
Hey, what's up, Nation CFM here. Hey, what's up, it's TP here. Now, one proud aspect that we all Malaysians should be happy and proud of is public holidays. So I found this website on the internet and it said on how many holidays that each country has, and it even gives out this ranking list. So for Malaysia, there are a total of 16 public holidays in 2024, because every year we have a little bit difference in that. Now, since we have a diverse community of race, culture and religion, we have plenty of celebrations and festivities to go around with. Not to mention some very, very important birthdays as well. In this ranking, Malaysia is placed at number 7 behind Brunei, Thailand, the Philippines, Myanmar, Cambodia, and number 1 is Indonesia at the top with over 27 public holidays. If you think about it, that's almost like a month worth of holidays. But hey, living in Malaysia, we're happy, we're content. 16 public holidays, sometimes even my parents actually would complain like, oh, everyday holiday, holiday. Especially parents when they, you know, don't really like the children to go on public holidays because then they can't go to school and they got to take care of them. I understand, CFM.